You're listening to the Going Native segment of the Zesty Garden. Barney Barnett is in studio with me, and he's co-owner of Willard Bay Gardens in Willard. And Barney, this next one is Napita or Napita, and to be quite frank, I'm surprised it's on the list because I usually try to avoid mint because it just likes to go to town. So why is this on your list?
Well, this plant, Napita, Napita, cat mint is the common name, not catnip. Catnip is a different species of, it's this genus, but it's, anyway, this plant blooms April, May, into June, and again, August, September. It forms a lovely gray-green mound, and if you will seclude it or put it in a drier garden, doesn't cause you any grief. Whereas if it's in a wetter spot, more organic spot, a little bit nicer spot in the garden.
That's where it goes woohoo and takes off.
That is exactly right. this plant will establish at some point and be water free as far as you're concerned. I mean, you can be completely drought tolerant or completely xeric. You can have it in a garden that gets water, but then you have to watch out.
So it spreads from seed as well as underground?
It's primarily a reseeder as far as extra plants. And you'll find oodles of seedlings in and around the mother plant, so to speak, if it's in a moister garden, because those seeds will germinate. But if it's in a drier garden, then the seeds won't germinate. And so it will ramble. It's mounding and rambling, but most of the excess plants that you would have in the garden is going to be from seeding.
So full sun?
Full sun.
And you would have this in a dry spot?
Have it in a dry spot, yeah.
And how tall does it get?
There's a bunch of different cultivars or forms. The straight species typically will be 15 or 18 inches tall and 18 to 24 inches wide. So that's the typical species. But there's all kinds of new cultivars. Cultivars are plants that are selections or genetic mutations of a plant that have come about in the last few years that are tidier. There's one called Little Titch that's 6 or 8 inches tall and 15 inches across. There's some new ones like Persian Blue, P-U-R-R.
Oh, no.
And The Cat's Meow and similar silly names like that that the breeders or the people who have selected these plants have tried to get the public's attention by doing something related to cat mint. Anyway, there are some new cultivars that are tidier. So you can find some that might be 15 or 18 inches tall and 15 or 18 inches wide, or 12 or 15 inches tall and 15 or 18 inches wide. So some tidier forms, more compact forms, that would be less likely to get out of bounds. But it blooms twice, and it blooms blue-purple, and it's got fragrant foliage, and it performs well in a dry garden, so that's why it's on my list.
So the reason it gets a bad reputation is that a lot of us happen to have them in an area where it's going to town on its own.
That's right.
And we just need to put it in somewhere it does not get any extra care whatsoever.
Right, putting less water. I've got a neighbor in South Willard that has, I suspect, we put in 30 plants maybe 10 or 12 years ago on a dry gravelly hillside, and they watered it the first summer, and now they do nothing to it, and they just let it go. They don't even do anything at all,
and it just stays green and does just fine on its own.
Yeah, big gravelly hillside.
So the ones that I have, and so I have no idea if it's cat mint. And that they've always been there since I moved in, and they're always on the periphery of the property. And they'll get 3 feet tall. Is this the same?
Is it mounding or is it upright?
It's upright.
So you might have a different species than the cat mint, so to speak, because Nepeta has several species, including catnip. So you may have a different, if it's upright, because the ones I'm talking about, even the ones that get tall, still have a mounding habit.
Yeah, these definitely aren't mounding. Okay, well, this is one that I'll consider to put into my flower bed between my driveway and the neighbor's driveway where I just don't want to do anything.
Very good.
So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to the Going Native segment of The Zesty Garden. Barney Barnett, co-owner of Willard Bay Gardens in Willard, has been in studio, and we've been talking about Nepeta or Nepeta, also known as catmint.